Lil Nas X's Montero being pulled from streaming services? Did Taylor Swift just tease the re-recorded release of 1989? Plus, BTS receive an apology from a TV network over racist skit. This is Billboard News Now for Wednesday, April 14th. First up, okay, have no fear, Billboard can confirm Lil Nas X's latest Billboard Hot 100 number one single, Montero, Call Me By Your Name, isn't going anywhere. Here's Jordan Rowling with the details.
The panic among fans swelled on Tuesday, April 13th, when the rapper wrote on Twitter, "Since Call Me By Your Name is no longer working on many streaming services, I will be uploading the audio to Pornhub at 3 p.m. Eastern," followed by, "Not even joking, everybody stream Call Me By Your Name hard today, because it may no longer be available tomorrow, and there's nothing I can really do about it. Thanks for all the support, though." Well, don't worry. Montero actually isn't being pulled from streaming services and lives on to roll multiple charts. The song earned the 22-year-old his second leader on the Hot 100 after Old Town Road featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, which remains the longest-running number one song in the list's history, 19 weeks in 2019. Montero is spending its second week at number one on Billboard's streaming songs chart. Plus, this week, the hit also spent its first week atop the Billboard Global 200. With 109.3 million streams in the latest tracking week, according to MRC data, Montero is the first to log more than 100 million streams globally in 2 months since Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Next up, Taylor Swift dropped by The Late Show on Tuesday, April 13th for a fun chat with Stephen Colbert. And did she just tease the re-recorded release of 1989? Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
Is the song Hey Stephen about me?
No, Stephen.
But was there something crucial most of us missed? By chance, hidden in a Hey Stephen mood board, were there Easter eggs about the release of Taylor's next re-recorded album, specifically 1989? Swifties believe so. One person on Twitter broke it down, pointing out there are so many signs. One, a 1989 photograph of Stephen Colbert on the top left. Two, Seagull, which is on the shirt on 1989 album cover. Three, 8 hearts, 9 stars, which leads to 89. Meanwhile, another fan called out the direct 1989 and Shake It Off references that came later in the convo.
Take the feeling that you're feeling.
Yes, my valid feeling.
And just shake it off, right?
Taylor is, of course, at the beginning of a journey that will see her re-record her first 6 albums, starting with the recently dropped Fearless Taylor's Version. So here's to hoping we'll soon be getting down to Taylor's version of this sick beat.
My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, oh my God.
And finally, Chilean TV network Mega issued an apology to BTS on Tuesday, April 13th, following intense backlash over a COVID-19 sketch on the show Mi Burrito that featured actors parodying the Dynamite singers. According to the Korea Times, the racist, xenophobic skit that aired on Sunday, April 11th, had 5 comedians dressed up as BTS members speaking in mocking Korean accents. They touched on offensive topics such as getting vaccinated and made inappropriate jokes about Asians and the novel coronavirus. In reaction to the controversy, which, as you can imagine, unleashed a flood of angry tweets from the army demanding an apology, coupled with the hashtag racism is not comedy, the network issued a mea culpa on Tuesday, April 13th, saying, on the controversy unleashed this weekend as a result of a sketch broadcast on the program Mi Burrito, Mega Media wishes to declare the following. Humor helps people deal with difficult moments of the pandemic that we are going through. Noting that the network has clearly established rules about the type of humor that is appropriate on its airwaves. The statement added, "We want to express our absolute empathy with those who may have been affected by the sketch, and we apologize accordingly. It was never our intention to offend, insult, or hurt any community." The tweet promised to keep improving, learning, and listening while also absorbing positive and negative comments to improve their programming. So far, it does not appear that BTS has responded to the Mega apology, though the South Korean septet shared their experiences with racism last month while condemning the wave of anti-Asian violence and hate in the U.S. Mindful not to make themselves the focus, the band's statement highlighted moments when they faced discrimination as Asians. The statement stressed that the band's own experiences are inconsequential compared to recent events, but that the racism was enough to make us feel powerless and chip away our self-esteem. All right, that's it for today, but for more on all these stories, you can head to billboard.com, and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.